Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we're joined by Cindy Crozier from Knoxville Hospital and Clinics to talk about the upcoming Save a Life Radiothon. The Radiothon, the name would make people think that you're just out for collections, but the real purpose here is to raise awareness of breast cancer and encourage women to get mammograms and do what they can to prevent it, correct?
Yes, that is what we do. We're not asking for any monetary donations. We're just out there to give information about breast cancer and even other kind of cancers too, and just some women's health in general. We have a lot of good information that we give out that night on the radio. We have providers that come and speak and give information that way. But no, it's no monetary donations, just an awareness.
That also leads to Girls Night out coming up on October 9th. And that too is meant to bring awareness to the need to prevent this, because prevention, of course, the best way to deal with the potential of breast cancer, urging women to get mammograms and find it early so that it can be treated early, correct?
Yes, it is. We kind of started the Girls' Night Out along with the Radiothon a few years after our Radiothon had started, and decided that would be a good way to maybe get more of the public to come in and see what we are doing here at the Knoxville Hospital and what we do to help raise awareness of breast cancer and the different things that we have here. As far as the Girls' Night Out, we have vendors that come in, such as we have somebody come in selling soaps, we have purses, women's clothing. When this year, we also have a few more informative type booths. We have some people coming with some lymphedema type equipment and if you are a breast cancer survivor or even the certain surgeries, you can end up with a condition called lymphedema, which is where the arm can get a little filled up with fluid and stuff, and we have somebody coming to demonstrate some equipment for that this year. We also have another person coming who with all the different incidents that we've had around the country of young women being assaulted and stuff, we actually have somebody coming who has ideas for that too, that you can go and speak with her, and she's got different defense equipment and stuff, as pepper spray and different ideas what you can do for that. And we also have, like, public health will be out here with a lot of good information. You can go and visit with them, and the American Cancer Society. So we've got more informational stuff this year than we've ever had before that women would be interested in, and other than coming out and just going shopping that night. So
certainly the women who appear on the program, they talk about the experiences they've had, and for many of them, although there are some laughs along the way, it's mostly serious, and it really underscores the struggles that they went through as they dealt with not only the diagnosis but the treatment and the fear of the outcome, correct?
That is correct. We invite breast cancer survivors to come and speak and tell their story if they would like to, or just give advice or encourage other people to come out and get their mammograms done, because some people don't think it's that important to go yearly and get that mammogram done or their physical for that year, but it is. And we do share tears in the radio along with some laughter. It's just it's kind of a really good camaraderie type thing too for the women to come that are breast cancer survivors and sit there and talk about their situation and listen to others too that were in the same situation they were, maybe just a little different, but we all pretty much go through the same type of feelings. Some of our treatments are the same, or so it's just a good release, I think, for some people when they come and talk about it and to know that they're not out there alone. There are people here that really care for them and want to help them emotionally as well as physically, you know, with their healing and stuff. So I think it's a good thing that we do here.
And I think you'd be hard-pressed to find someone who hasn't encountered this either themselves or with a loved one. And certainly this is something that can touch every one of us in some way or another.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that is so true. And we do talk about that. It is good to, like, to be able to talk to other people and, you know, how you deal with that type of situation. And I know it's always good for me, myself, to talk and listen to other people. So,
thanks to Cindy Crozier for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.